Welcome to Reading Under the Covers, a romance novel podcast. I'm Francesca from Under the Covers Book Blog, and today I am bringing you more summer book recommendations, and we're talking book tropes today because I feel like summer is one of the best times to dive into book tropes. There are so many fun books that you can read in the summer, and we kind of always think of the classic beach reads and the rom-coms, and while those are perfect for the summer, maybe there are some lesser-known tropes that you could be picking up in the summer, and I've got one here for you today. And for that, I'm excited to talk to you guys today about Southern romance books. Those are the books that are set in the quaint Southern towns in the United States. And they have this very laid back, kind of everybody knows your business vibe, a lot of sense of community, found family, a little bit of quirky humor as well. And overall, I just have a ton of fun with these types of books, especially in the summer. I think summer is actually the perfect time to be reading them. If you haven't picked up a Southern romance book yet, definitely stick around for some recommendations. And who knows, maybe you've already read one that has that vibe and you just didn't know it could even be classified as a Southern romance book. If that is the case and you've got some recommendations, definitely send them my way if I didn't include them in my list. So why don't you just grab your nice tall glass of sweet tea and we dive into some fun and sweet romance books. Now, a little bit of backstory here. I am not from the United States. And when I did move to the United States for the first time, I moved to Florida, and not the Miami, Florida vibe, but like deep Florida kind of territory. So I definitely got first taste of Southern United States when I moved here. I never even knew what sweet tea was until I started going to the restaurants here and they were asking me if I wanted my tea sweet or unsweet. And I'm like, what are you even doing drinking cold tea? But I can actually say that since then I have learned to make sweet tea at home. I haven't made it in the longest time though. And if you have to ask, I'm a sweet tea kind of person, not unsweet. That being said though, the vibe that comes from a Southern romance book, it's kind of nostalgic for me. So I really, really enjoyed when I first found a book that really captured that essence. And I have been on the lookout for books like that ever since. So today I'm going to share some of my favorites, and we even have some that you can actually watch the book-to-screen adaptation. So let's just jump right into the books. The first book that I have on my list is The Sweet Gum Tree by Catherine Allred. I had no idea what this book was about. I'll be honest, when I first read this book, it had a different cover, and it was published by a small press kind of publisher, and it was a horrible, horrible cover. I put it off for the longest time. There were a ton of people recommending this book online, and I just kept getting put off by the cover, so I wasn't reading it. And then one Saturday morning, random Saturday morning, I was like, you know what, let me just pick it up. And when I tell you that there are very few books that just consume me and I just have to continue reading, I didn't do anything else that day. I read the whole book. I went through a whole array of emotions too, because when I tell you that this is an emotional roller coaster, it's a doozy. This book will take you through ups and downs, and it will just really make you connect with these characters. We start off with them as children, and it's not a pretty backstory either. So you definitely go through all of those emotions with these children. They're best friends. He's the boy from the wrong side of the tracks. But the connection that they develop is just so strong and so powerful. But as things happen, they're separated. He moves away from town and they both just move on and have their separate lives until many years later when we do get that second chance romance. And I would say that this book is divided quite well in giving you a bit of both of these storylines of when they were children and their beginning of their connection and their reconnecting as adults. And it's beautiful and it's raw and it's heart-wrenching and it's just so sweet at the same time and so romantic, and it's endearing, and you're just gonna really fall in love with these characters. So if you want a book that's gonna take you through the ringer, you're gonna be prepared with some Kleenex, uninterrupted reading time as well, and maybe even a tub of ice cream so you can just eat your feelings, then is the perfect time to pick up The Sweet Gum Tree. I would say that it's probably still to this day one of my favorite books that I've read, and maybe one day I'll actually make like a top 50 list or top 100 list or something like that. I can't say right now where it would fall, but it's definitely in one of those lists for sure. Now, this book does have a much better cover right now, so I think that that should help a little bit for you to pick it up. But even if you think that this cover is very unassuming and you may not think too much of the story. Put that aside and pick it up because trust me, you're going to love it. Another book that is an absolute favorite of mine, and it's probably also going to be in one of those like best I've ever read kind of lists. And it's completely different because this one is more of a rom-com. It's actually Hollywood Dirt by Alessandra Torre. This is an opposites attract story. The hero is a movie star. He just went through a divorce. The heroine is from a very small town. She's a total Southern belle. And a location scout actually thinks that her place is perfect to film a movie. So that's what ends up happening. This big Hollywood celebrity comes to film this movie and they have to kind of work together, sort of, in a way. As you can imagine, these two could not be more different. But this book has everything that I love in a rom-com. It has plenty of banter. It's very steamy and sexy. There's even a quirky little pet animal. There's so much chemistry and there's so much tension between them. I absolutely adore them as a couple. I love the humor in this story. It is actually one of my favorite books by Alessandra Torre, and I have read a lot of her books and really enjoyed them as well. So if you're into celebrity romances, opposites attract, and you're ready for all those cute Southern vibes, then definitely check this one out, especially if you love a feisty heroine. And now, as I mentioned before, you can actually watch some screen adaptations. Hollywood Dirt has been adapted by Passion Flicks. I actually think they did a good job adapting the storyline, even though the characters may not necessarily be the ones that I would have envisioned. So keeping in mind that, yes, a lot of the Passion Flicks movies are a little bit more lower budget, and that's going to come with all the limitations that that will bring. But definitely, this was a great adaptation if you are the type of reader that wants to see the book exactly translated to a movie. I think they did great in keeping the story flowing while incorporating some of those scenes that I really wanted to see as a fan. And even if you don't have a Passion Flicks subscription, they do have a day pass, so you can actually binge a couple of different movies with just a day pass. So that might be also a way for you to add some romance and book to screen adaptations to your viewing for the summer. The next book recommendation that I have is actually a series. I have only read the first book though, so if you want to read more, then you can definitely continue exploring that. And that is Sweet Tea and Sympathy by Molly Harper. And I originally picked up this story because I have read Molly Harper before, and she usually adds a touch of humor to her stories. And while this book in particular is a little bit less humor than I'm used to from her, it still gave me that kind of a fun vibe in the story. At the same time, I would say that while I can't call this a women's fiction novel, it definitely straddles more of that line of women's fiction and romance. Yes, there is romance. Yes, there's happily ever after. But the story is really about the journey that our heroine is going through. And that is because she's at a point in her career when things are just not doing well. She's trying to figure out what she needs to do with her life. And she gets an opportunity from her father's family, and they're kind of estranged, which then basically makes her move to Georgia and reconnect with those roots that she didn't really have any relation with, meaning connecting with her father, her father's family, and just rediscovering herself in a new profession, a new job, a new place. So lots of changes for her, lots of life changes as well. And I think that this book did a great job at dealing with that all in this very charming Southern setting. So when we talk about that small town vibe, the neighbors and the friends and all of that kind of like getting in the middle of your relationship and your business, this book definitely gave me all of that. And like I said, we still also have a romance, and that is with a single father of two and the principal of the school. Really sweet, really fun, and I think a perfect summer read. The next one is also a series that you can dive into, and I've also only read the first book, and it's called Ain't He Precious by Sawyer Bennett. This was originally released under a different pen name. It was released as Juliet Poe, and that is kind of the sweeter side of Sawyer Bennett. If you've read a Sawyer Bennett contemporary romance, you know that she writes really steamy contemporaries. And when I read it, it was published as Juliet Poe, so I don't know if this was revamped under the new pen name to add some more spice. But rest assured that it was still a really fun story. It's also a really short and quick read, and a second chance romance. So we have our heroine. She's a Harvard law grad, and she was dating the hero at the time, which was 11 years back. They had made plans. They were going to get married. They were going to have this amazing life together, and all of a sudden she decided that she was just not a big city girl, and she wanted to move back to her small town, move back closer to her family, and just open a small law practice in that small town. And just their life plans didn't match, so they ended their relationship. She's basically gone ahead and done that. So for 11 years, that's where she's at, and that's what she's been doing. But now she gets a case, and she needs his help. So she calls him out of the blue for him to come and help her. And this is the first time that they've seen each other after the breakup, 11 years later, but he gets on a plane immediately to come to her rescue. This is definitely super sweet. I love the relationship between the characters, but not only the romantic relationship between our hero and our heroine, but also the family members and the town and all of that. So I think that you're going to get all of those really Southern vibes from this, especially when it comes to the community aspect. If you're in the market for a shorter book, then definitely this one is one to watch out for. Another series that I think you definitely need to put on your TBR, and I will talk about the first book more because it's the easiest one to talk about without giving you spoilers, but I love the whole series. And the first book is Sugar Daddy by Lisa Kleypas. This is the Travis family series. And we do have a series guide for this on the blog, which I can leave linked in the show notes down below so you can check it out. It is probably the most well-known contemporary series by Lisa Kleypas. And don't be fooled, the first book slightly turns a little bit more women's fiction than contemporary romance, but the rest of the books are just pure contemporary romance gold. Like I said, the first one is not necessarily my favorite, but it was still a 4-star read. And in this one, we get to really see a journey for our heroine. It's a rags to riches story, also an age gap romance. Now, when it comes to the romance, I don't want to give too much away, and I highly encourage you to try to skip reading the blurb for book two, because there is a bit of a push and pull and love triangle in the first book, and you definitely will enjoy it more if you don't know who she ends up with. Trust me on that. And then something else that I think it's important to note when it comes to Lisa Kleypas, especially if you have read some of her historical romances, is that this book actually has not a ton of sex scenes, but they are more explosive and steamy, I think. And it's not necessarily because suddenly she's writing more explicit scenes, but I think it's because she really captured the yearning in these characters, especially when it comes to our heroine. The heroine in the story is half Mexican, living in a place where being half Mexican was not necessarily a great thing. She also was not born to a lavish lifestyle. She grew up with her mother living in a trailer park, and overall she was just dealt a bad hand of cards at life. But in this story, we actually get to see her from a very young age grow, persevere, really develop and show us that inner strength, even through some really tough times. I'm telling you, you're going to want to trust the process with this one. It really is worth it. Everything makes sense in the end, even when you thought that some of those things were not really developing into that strong romance connection. And then once you finish reading the book, definitely dive right into book two, Blue Eyed Devil. It is one of those top books that I have on my whatever it is, top 50, top 100. Absolutely love that book. You know how sometimes you have those books where you remember exactly what you were doing when you were reading it? Blue Eyed Devil is definitely one of those for me. So you can't really go wrong with reading the Travis family series. There's a total of 4 books in the series. They're all siblings. I guess you could also consider them kind of billionaire romances, but the billionaire romances of like old vintage type of contemporary romance, especially with that Southern flair. The next one that I'm excited for you guys to read, it's also a whole series recommendation, and I did also really enjoy the whole series. The book is called The Secret Fling by Gina Showalter. It's the first book in the original Heartbreaker series. It used to actually be called The Closer You Come, so you might have seen it back then, published under that title. And the setting for this one is in Oklahoma, which I guess there can be some question whether it can be considered Southern or Midwest or Southwest, but the vibes that you're getting are definitely Southern small town vibes. So rest assured, it will fit the vibe that you're looking for. Now, in this book, we have the hero who is an ex-con. And when I say ex-con, I mean true bad boy. He was in jail. He just got out of jail. And it was for a crime that he did commit. So we're not going to sugarcoat anything with this one. There's no wrongful imprisonment. He did commit the crime. And he has to work through those feelings. And some of that also comes with him wanting a good girl, which is our heroine, and knowing really that he doesn't deserve her. But he still wants to help her out, so he hires her as his assistant. Now, as you can imagine, it's going to be a great dynamic, opposites attract story. In general, for this series, we do have a group of friends that is the basis of all of these books, which I absolutely loved all of them. I think that they're really great stories. And that thing that the hero was in jail for is the thread that connects all three of them. So you're going to keep hearing about that and going through all of those emotions that each one of them has to deal with as it relates to the part that each of them played in what happened. I will say, though, as much as I've said that, you know, it's a bad boy story and there is a crime and all of that, there's a bit of a silver lining that really helps you to understand what happened in the past and why he ended up where he ended up. So obviously read it for yourself, but for me, it was enough for me to forgive him, look past that, and just absolutely fall in love with him. I think also that Gina Showalter writes amazing alpha heroes, and Jace is just a true alpha. But as much as we've talked about the hero up to now, we also have the heroine who totally just kicks ass and takes names, and I absolutely adored her. She has a sister that's a little bit harder to deal with, and she's had to go through some stuff. Her sister's definitely more interested in having a good time and partying than helping her pay the bills. So all of that responsibility of even putting her dreams on hold has fallen on our heroine. But she was the perfect mix of fun, sassy, strong, independent, and just not a wilting flower. So I hope you try out this series. If you've read Gina Showalter, definitely give it a try. And if you haven't yet, then maybe start here and then move on to all her amazing paranormal romances. And the last book that I'm going to be recommending here today, even though it's not the last book that I have on my list of Southern romance books, because we have a ton more on the blog, so I'm going to leave a link to our blog post where there's even more of these amazing Southern romance book recommendations. I'm going to leave that link in the show notes down below. But let's get to the final one, and it is another series that we do have a series guide, so you can go and check it out. It is only three books as well. It's a trilogy. It's complete. You can binge read them. And this is actually my top recommendation if you're into more of the soap opera vibe and rich people problems. And that is The Bourbon Kings by J.R. Ward. It is set in Kentucky, and it has all the glitz and glamour and riches of a basically bourbon royalty family. The three books are interconnected, but they each have an HEA at the end of them. However, you do need to read them in order because there is also a kind of a murder mystery woven throughout the series. So you're going to miss a lot of information if you don't go in order. But like I said, if you want over-the-top drama, especially when it comes to rich people, then definitely this is going to capture exactly that Southern charm vibe. If you haven't read J.R. Ward's contemporaries before, they're definitely different than her paranormal romances. And we do have a whole video where we kind of talked about where to start reading J.R. Ward, what's the differences between her books. So I'm going to leave that linked up here and also in the show notes down below. And we've updated that a little bit more, not on a video, but on the blog. So if you also want to get started reading J.R. Ward in her massive backlist, definitely go to our Beginner's Guide to Reading J.R. Ward post, where I kind of talk about also all of her contemporary romances. So don't go into this book expecting BDB and more expecting Dynasty. So there you have it. Those are the books that I really think you should be checking out if you want to add something different to your summer reading, especially if you want a little bit of Southern charm. And also definitely let me know if these recommendations leave you saying, Lord have mercy, or bless her heart. Now, if you didn't know that Southern romance books was actually even a thing, maybe consider downloading our book tropes list. It's completely free, and we do have over 400 book tropes across romance, thrillers, and fantasy, so that you can actually have a list of material that maybe sparks your mood and gives you some search ideas to find your next favorite read. Simply go to booktropeslist.com to download that. And also don't forget that you can still download our Summer Insider with recommendations for books to read this summer. Some are backlist titles, some are book and drink pairings. You also get a bookish inspired inspired cocktail recipe, recommendations for books that have come out in June, July, and will come out in August, and another book trope that you should be reading this summer. You can download that at underthecoversinsider.com. As always, you can find all our recommendations on the blog at underthecoversbookblog.com. Make sure that you subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss any content. We'll be in your inbox every single Sunday. Follow us on social media at UTC Book Blog on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, X, and Pinterest, and Under the Covers Book Blog on Facebook and YouTube. And tune in every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to our Novel Nights Bookish Live Show. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys, and we'll see you again in the next one. Bye!